Hello everyone, and welcome to Nina's Nihongo Zone, the monthly bonus episode in which I talk about all things Japanese language. A topic that has long interested me came up in the Discord this past week: regional accents and dialects. In Double Zeta, is Shangri-La depicted as having a unique accent or dialect? Should it have one? Which leads to the broader question of how Japanese regional dialects are used in anime to contribute to storytelling and characterization. At the core of the dialects in space colonies question seems to be, how do accents and dialects develop, and how long does it take? To clarify the terms, when linguists talk about an accent, they are referring to differences in pronunciation, stress, tone, and rhythm in a language. Dialects often have different pronunciations, but also include differences in vocabulary and grammar. Dialects can be regional, socioeconomic, or ethnic, and are usually defined in contrast to the dominant language of the area. They are usually mutually intelligible with the dominant language and other dialects derived from it. It turns out that language formation and change is fascinating stuff, and some light research revealed a few salient points. The first is that isolation tends to preserve an older version of a language. For example, if a group from Colony A moves to empty Colony B, and Colony B is very isolated, but Colony A has lots of trading partners, cultural exchange, and travel to and from other places, the Colony A language will undergo a lot of changes as a result of these other language exposures, while Colony B language will stay closer to what Colony A language was at the time that the two groups separated. Isolation is very important to accent formation as well. Periods of isolation as short as 4 months can lead to changes in pronunciation. We know this because a linguist tested the pronunciations of a set of words by a group of Antarctic researchers, some of the most isolated human beings on the planet, and while the changes were not audible to the human ear, they were measurable. Now, in the modern world, we have a lot of exposure to mass media, the ability to communicate across vast distances and with other communities, and fairly easy long-distance travel. These contribute to a lot of changes across a language, but they also prevent the isolation that tends to contribute to the development of distinct accents or dialects. But what about if there were, say, a human mission to Mars? Depending on the length of that mission, those astronauts might return with an accent distinct from the one that they left with. So the question of, would Shangri-La have an accent, comes down to, how isolated is it, and for how long has it been isolated? We know there is some travel between Earth and the colonies, and between the colonies themselves, but it seems rare and kind of difficult. There's also no internet, and apparently no wider radio or TV broadcasts because of Minkowski particle interference. As for how long this has been true, we know that Shangri-La was the very first colony completed on or around UC Zero, depending on which source you consult. At the time of Double Zeta, we are in UC 88. So it seems that the answer is yes, Shangri-La has definitely been isolated enough for long enough to develop an accent, as have most and possibly all of the other colonies. However, a Shangri-La accent hasn't been mentioned so far in Double Zeta, and we could only recall one previous mention of accents in Gundam, in First Gundam Episode 28, in which some Zeon pilots disguised as civilians board the White Base, and one of them tells the other, "Let me do the talking, they'll recognize your Zeon accent." The one who supposedly has an accent makes one sound of acknowledgement and says one word, though to be fair, says it in a tone and with an emphasis that sounded a little odd to me. Still, it's not much to go on, and for the most part, there is no consistent Zeon accent portrayed in the show. It would be pretty incredible for a show to invent and then consistently voice act an entirely new accent. Plenty of shows have been famous for coming up with new languages, but I've never heard of a show inventing an accent or dialect. But it's not uncommon for anime and manga to use Japan's regional dialects, even in fantasy and science fiction settings, to tell the audience something about a place or about certain characters. A favorite manga of mine, Barakamon, has a main character from Tokyo living in rural Kyushu. Even with younger characters who mostly speak standard Japanese, there are occasional moments of misunderstanding, and some older villagers are almost unintelligible to him until he gets used to the local accent. Now, most anime is made in the Tokyo area, and so there's a general preference for standard Japanese in the writing. Even when they want to use a dialect, sometimes it's used incorrectly because the writers aren't familiar with it. And the strong associations between regional dialects and certain personality types mean that sometimes they give a character an accent not because they're from a place, but because that image suits them. Or the reverse, an anime takes place in a region with an accent, but because they don't want any of the characters to evoke the traits stereotypically associated with the region, they all speak standard Japanese. Basically, dialects are used more to fulfill narrative purpose than to achieve verisimilitude. We tend to think of Tokyo Japanese as standard, and that's mostly true, but that actually represents one of two Tokyo dialects, Yamanote. There's also Shitamachi, literally downtown, which is associated with working class people, and which includes a couple of speech patterns that anime fans would likely recognize. For example, the fact that I and oi sounds at the end of words frequently become e sounds instead, as when wakaranai becomes wakarane, or sugoi becomes suge. The most common dialect to come up in anime is probably Kansai-ben, the dialect of the Kansai region, which encompasses Osaka, Kyoto, Kobe, Nara. There are also distinct dialects for Osaka and Kyoto, which differ from the regional variant. I hadn't known this, but Osaka-ben used to be the stereotypical villain accent, until Osaka comedians performing with their accents became famous and popular in the 1990s. Osaka is now famous for its comedians. Kansai-ben in general has more tonal range and is considered to sound more emotional. Osaka-ben is frequently used for characters who are fun-loving, impatient, loud, boisterous, and brash. Kyoto-ben is considered softer and more feminine. One bit of Kansai-ben that anime fans are likely to recognize is the use of the word aho in place of baka. Finally, how are accents and dialects rendered in foreign language dubs of anime? Standard Japanese is usually dubbed in the dominant dialect, so standard American English for US dubs. But what do they do with Kansai-ben and the like? Basically, they pick an accent from a region with similar stereotypes, rowdy, fun, mercantile, and so on. In US dubs, Kansai-ben is sometimes rendered as a Texan or Southern accent, and, this is the one I've heard more, a New York or Boston accent. Apparently in Korean, dubs use the Gyeongsang dialect from the region around Busan, as the stereotype from people from that area is very similar to the stereotype for people from Kansai. If you're curious about how this is handled in a few other countries, one of my sources gives examples for British English, Chinese, Tagalog, Latino Spanish, and Spain Spanish, German, Russian, and Portuguese. But somehow not Italian, despite the popularity of anime there. Obviously, this was just a quick overview. There are plenty of other regional dialects in Japan, and even a few that are used in media that I haven't covered here, particularly a sort of generalized Tohoku dialect, derogatorily called Zuzu-ben, and used to indicate people who are country bumpkins. If you're learning Japanese, I strongly encourage you to check out the links I post. Some of them walk through the grammar differences between dialects, and it's really fun to learn about. If you have an idea for a Nina's Nihongo Zone topic, or a question you'd like me to answer, you can email me at gundampodcast@gmail.com. The intro song is The City by The Kyoto Connection. The outro song is Brain Power by Mila. You can find links and more in the show notes. And as always, thanks for listening.